Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Video, Common Core teacher takes nearly a minute to solve 9 plus 6 equals 15. Common Core is designed to create a dumbed-down, obedient population of ne'er-do-well nincompoops. To follow the orders of ninnying, nattering, moron control freaks make me want to vomit. Let's go ahead and go to this video. It's from Kit Daniels' article, Common Core Creates a Dumbed-Down, Obedient Population. Here is the teacher. We'll give you the details after the video.
When you and I were in school, we used to just memorize 9 plus 6 equals 15. Not anymore. With the Common Core, students need to understand why that's the case, and Mrs. Ryan is here to explain.
Thank you. So our young learners might not be altogether comfortable thinking about what 9 plus 6 is. They are quite comfortable thinking about their friend 10. 10 is emphasized in our young grades as we're working in a base 10 system. So if we can partner 9 to a number and anchor 10, we can help our students see what 9 plus 6 is. So we're going to decompose our 6. And we know 6 is made up of parts. One of its parts is a 1, and the other part is a 5. We're now going to anchor our 9 to a 1, allowing our students to anchor to that 10. Now our students are seeing that we have 10 plus 5. Having now... more comfort seeing that 10 plus 5 is 15.
Good
That's
Lord.
Much more comfortable than looking at 9
oh
plus 6,
God.
An isolated math fact.
All right, you got all that? No.
And with a straight face, mercury is good for your children. This just in, Joan Rivers has died. Joan Rivers is dead. And that's all we know. So Joan Rivers just died. That is being reported by Fox News. You can put it up on screen if you want. I mean, I got to tell you something right now. Joan Rivers kind of symbolizes to me the whole Babylonian structure. But I want to say something bad of the dead. I mean, rest in peace. Her daughter has said comedian Joan Rivers has died after getting surgery. And there you go. So she is gone, as we all will make that journey, some sooner rather than later. And I guess there's a lot of plastic surgery for the face and stuff, but I guess not for the internal parts. So I just wish people like her could use their power for something other than tabloid journalism. But there you go. She's dead. So she's crossing the River Styx right now. And I'll have some comment on that in a video that I'll shoot right after the show. That'll be on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But we hope that Joan Rivers rest in peace. You know, early on I said that Robin Williams was probably, you know, on psychotropics and stuff. Turned out he was. And it says on the insert it can make you commit suicide. In this case, you know, a lot of it is just you get old. And a lot of people don't do too well when they're put under anesthesia. And so I'm sure there'll be conspiracy theories that pop up. And all those do is discredit all the real examples of things that are real conspiracies. But very worldly woman. Some are already arguing, guessing that she would die because she dared to say that Michelle was a transvestite and Obama's gay. A lot of evidence Obama is gay. I don't know about the Michelle thing. She looks more like a giant reanimated snapping turtle to me. Or maybe like one of the guys Godzilla fights or something. But that's it. Joan Rivers is dead. Great job to the crew. We'll have some big news breaking from the border coming up tonight or tomorrow morning. Nightly news at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time this evening. PrisonPlanet.tv. Share your memberships.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I missed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, already the fourth day of September 2014. Joe Biggs and our crew are down on the Texas border where Homeland Security is saying they believe an imminent, credible threat of a ISIS-Al-Qaeda attack will happen on or before September 11th in and around the Joint Task Force 6 Military Command Center based outside El Paso. And we have Joe Biggs with huge breaking inside intel joining us in the third hour today. There's also major whistleblowers from inside the government going public that there has been an ongoing cover-up at the CDC and the FDA that vaccines are indeed one of the big factors triggering the huge upsurge from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to now 1 in 56 North American children developing neurological disorders in the autism spectrum. Now, if you'll remember, back in 2000, it was leaked in 2004, there was a secret CDC meeting, and the minutes were released with the director and all the top scientists, more than 50 of them in the room, concluding that it is triggering autoimmune disorder in the brain, and that it is literally causing a giant problem, and that they should not give it to their families. And the CDC director said, "I will tell my granddaughter not to give it to my children, my grandchildren. I will tell my daughter not to give it to my grandchildren." That was even on ABC News at the time. So this stuff's come out before. Then they'll run hoaxes saying, "Dr. Wakefield discredited with fake research in England, linking it to this." And then the media all says he's discredited and that he was caught. And then he's now suing and basically winning that lawsuit, proving that it was all a fraud. They could come out with a hoax tomorrow claiming that I robbed banks, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be true. Or that I said kill Michelle Malkin. Turned out that wasn't true. Or that I was behind the Boston bombing. They've said that before with no proof. Or that I'm deeply racist. Or blah, blah, blah. Or that I've died. Or that I'm in a sex tape. Or that I'm not really who I say I am. This is the type of stuff they do to anybody who they don't like. They had Democrats twice dress up like Klan members, and show up at Rand Paul rallies when he was winning his Senate race. And then we and others went and searched their faces. They had their, you know, their faces open and found through Google image search that they were Democratic Party officials, low-level minions. And they do this all the time. I'm just saying, people have got to be aware of these dirty tricks. People have got to be aware of the type of stunts that get pulled out there. Now, where to start today? There is just so much to go through. I love how all over CNN and MSNBC, there's a full court press to get demonstrations going all over the United States today, promoting $15 an hour minimum wage. And Kurt Nimmo has the headline on Infowars.com. Fight for $15 minimum wage is a fight for compulsory unemployment. That's absolutely true if you understand the economics. Kurt Nimmo breaks it down. The article just went live minutes ago at Infowars.com. The globalists bring in unlimited undocumented illegal aliens. We've got major studies out today showing that they got the majority of new jobs, in some states all the new jobs, like Tennessee, and that they will then work for illegal below minimum wage levels, get welfare supplement, and that that then drives down wages overall, but also taxes the welfare system. So you've got the Democrats and the unions openly lobbying for unlimited illegals to come in to drive down the wages. And then they complain and say, let's raise the wages compulsory, which will only cause layoffs of people who are working legally and lawfully in the system with benefits. Because I want to explain something to people that don't employ. When you pay someone $15 an hour, when you pay the FICA and the Social Security and the payroll taxes and all of it, on average, it's higher in some states, but I'm in Texas. If somebody's paid $15 an hour, you're really paying them about $22 an hour. If somebody's getting paid $20 an hour, you're basically paying them $29 an hour. So you cannot afford in this economy, in many operations out there, to pay someone $15 because it's really 20-something. And that's not even adding in all the other regulations and taxes. Notice that Obamacare raises payroll taxes. Notice that Obamacare puts huge taxes on businesses and has caused giant waves of layoffs. Notice Obamacare makes you get people health care if they have more than 30 hours. So across the nation, we saw a massive increase in people going to part-time. So then they went out and got multiple jobs, which they count as new jobs, and then try to say, oh, look, we've added 20 million new jobs. No, you've actually cut people, so they had to go get a second or third job. So when you know the real economics, it's a total screw job on working poor, which is designed to make you just go ahead and give up and go get on welfare disability. Because you can get a better deal there than working. And then you add all the county and city and health taxes and regulations and VATs and sales taxes and environmental taxes. It is unbelievable that the average business owner in Texas pays around 70% one way or another into taxes. You go to somewhere like New York, it's over 80%. San Francisco, over 80%. Unless you're a fat cat like Nancy Pelosi that owns restaurants and hotels all over California, they literally write bills federally and state level exempting themselves from everything. Warren Buffett is exempt from basically everything. Nancy Pelosi, exempt basically from everything. Al Gore, exempt. General Electric, Google, exempt. Lehman Brothers, exempt. Wells Fargo, exempt. Bank of America, exempt. General Motors, exempt. Exempt, 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 exempt. They don't play by the same rules. That's the real discrimination. Cultural discrimination they hype up all day. Racial stuff, because the globalists just want us fighting with each other. And sure, there's some racial issues going on out there, and religious issues. There always has been. People are tribal, people getting clicks, big deal, grow up, get over it. But the big discrimination that you can't get around is the globalists write the laws for high taxes on the little guy because they don't want competition. And that's why I harp on that every single day. Obama is allowed to get about a third or more of his donations, it's come out in the news, from foreign illegal donors and publicly have foreign fundraisers with foreigners attending paying $20,000 a plate. Obama is allowed to have them on MSNBC lobbying to have illegals give money to the Democratic Party and give illegals driver's license. And meanwhile, Dinesh D'Souza, headline Reuters, humiliated Dinesh D'Souza seeks probation after guilty plea for getting friends to give $10,000 each to a senatorial campaign of a friend. That's right. So again, think about how all this operates. He's not exempt from the campaign finance laws. You understand that? And see, if you can exempt yourself from the regulations you put on others, you put everyone else at a disadvantage, you've rigged the game like a Don King boxing match, like a mafia-run horse race. And that's the end of a free market, that's the end of prosperity, and that's our biggest enemy in this country, is the elites have gamed the whole system, and now they've got all these fools out there wanting to raise the minimum wage from $8 or whatever it is up to 15, doubling it. And all that'll do is cut the unemployment. It'll cut the people that are working and put more people into unemployment. It'll bankrupt the system further. And it will also cause more inflation. And, of course, at some point you're going to have to say that, you know, you have to raise the wages just by the market factors because the dollar's being devalued so much, you're going to need $15 an hour just to survive if you pay the taxes, if you jump through all the hoops. But the average working poor person has all the taxes hidden in the bills and the things they pay, and they get a little $200 refund check at the end of the year, and they think the government's sending them money. So the elite loves to game the poor. while trying to destroy any upwardly mobile nouveau riche. Now, when we come back, huge developments on the ISIS front. Rand Paul says, I'm no isolationist. Also, CBS News says there's mystery cell towers going up nationwide. They don't know who's putting them up. We do. We'll tell you. Coming up, all this and all.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-642-64.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ooh, Lord, in my trouble so hard.
Don't ask Mikhail Phelan, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com writer. I do a story on this. DrudgeReport.com is linked to a CBS News story with the title, Rogue Cell Phone Towers Can Intercept Your Data, At Least One Found in Chicago. And they have the FBI quoted in here saying, we don't believe this is law enforcement. Quote, I doubt they are installed by law enforcement as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data. And since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, there really would be no need for this, Rice said. That's CBS2 security analyst Rose Rice, a former CIA agent, former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. I'm going to read that again. CBS2 security analyst Ross Rice, a former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. Quote, I doubt that they are installed by law enforcement as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data, and since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, there really would be no need for this, Rice said. Most likely they are installed and operated by hackers trying to steal personal identification passwords. Les Goldsmith, the CEO of ESD America, which makes secure cell phones, said law enforcement with a warrant can use interceptor devices if they need information in real time or if they don't want a cellular network to know that they are being tracked. The devices don't look like a tower, but are rather electronic boxes and laptops that trick a regular phone that isn't part of the actual cellular network. How did ESD customers discover the interceptor devices? ESD American cell phone protects users, and it goes on to basically be an infomercial for this company. Let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there. This is so frustrating because I could barely read that article because so much stuff was coming up in my mind as I read it because I know all the answers. Only because I'm focused on this. I'm not bragging. It's just I absolutely know what's going on from A to Z with this. And either that FBI agent, that former FBI agent, is either completely ignorant or was an FBI agent 10, 15 years ago. Because it's all open source known what's going on. Would everyone like me to tell you what's going on? We had a leaker inside, known to us, inside the Seattle government. I'll just say that. I won't say it was state or city, but out of Seattle. That sent us the secret diagrams earlier this year, in January, of the new cell towers. They don't look like cell towers, but cell boxes hidden inside transformers, you name it, with cameras, microphones, but most importantly, their own cell system to grab everything. And it wires through the Threat Fusion Center with the local police and Homeland Security. Now, I'm going to explain something. Since at least 1998, this has been in place in Austin, Texas. Microphones hidden, you name it. After I exposed it, it was in the front page of the paper in 1998. Chicago's got it. New York, Boston. They've spent over $5 billion in Boston alone, more than even New York. I don't know why, since the 90s, putting these babies in. In one federal grant for Boston, it was like 6, 7 years ago, it was $2 billion in microphones and cameras and illegal cell towers. It is illegal. So you got some former FBI agent going, oh, we wouldn't do that. That's illegal. Give me a break. Now, does that mean there aren't hackers putting up their own fake stuff and their own wireless networks grabbing the data? Absolutely, that's going on. Does that mean there aren't criminals and corporations and foreign governments doing it? No, there's a bunch of people doing it. It is a free for all. When you put your stuff on the cloud, when you use a cell phone, you might as well be standing on the top of a roof screaming everything out at a sports stadium with a bullhorn. With voice print, everything. Okay? It's all being listened to. It's all designed to be as easily grabbed as possible because they don't want to have to break encryption. The only encryption algorithm is to crunch the data. And they've all got the keys to that. The keys are public. The globalists have put the keys out. They want Pandora's box to be so wide open and surveillance to be so ubiquitous that by the time it's announced to the slaves, it'll be too late. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish breaking this down. But Mikhail Thalen wrote two articles about it. It just makes me want to throw up. Gee, what are all these cell towers grabbing those? That's illegal. It can't be the government. Yes, 98% of it is the...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. I tell you, it is epic to be informed and very frustrating to see a former FBI agent in CBS television, there's a video report as well, going, oh, I'd be very surprised if this was law enforcement. We don't do things like secretly grab data illegally. We get warrants. That's like saying that sailors don't sail on ships. I mean, it's just the way they talk to the public, like, oh, there's no world government being formed. Oh, no, no, no. There's nothing bad in the vaccines. No, no, no. GMO is very good for you. And Roundup in the water supply, why, you could bathe in it and then get breast cancer and testicular cancer. And the public for so long has just gone, oh, everything's fine? Now, people on average do not believe everything's fine. But we're told that we're all being spied on because of Al-Qaeda when our own government's been arming them all over the world. And there's an article up on Infowars.com, the Obama administration policies that jihadists are using to legally immigrate to America. Did you know that one of the Americans that was recently killed fighting for ISIS once cleaned planes at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport? And the article links to the documents. Did you know they just got 11 large wide-body passenger jets at the Tripoli airport, and now the planes have disappeared? I'm going to say that again. When our government was funding and beefing up Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Al-Qaeda in Syria, that's what they called themselves, and the Al-Nusra brigades and all of them, they wave black flags that are the symbol of Wahhabism with Wahhabist slogans. Do you understand? This is Al-Qaeda. This is Al-Qaeda's daddy, not its baby. And they're real, and there's hundreds of thousands of them, and it was in the British newspapers on Monday, and we covered it here, that the British government's going to re-educate the jihadis when they come back. That's right. British citizens are allowed to board planes, give money, go fight for ISIS, chop Christian heads off, and then come back, and then they get given a course. You know, like if you beat your wife, you go to a course four or five times, or you get caught drinking and driving. It's the same thing. They're going to get a social worker course. And then this article breaks down the open border policies that let these guys come in and out of the country. In a survey conducted by Pew Research, the Wall Street Journal, and the information released by the Minneapolis newspaper. I'm here looking at the sources. This is just Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily. The Minneapolis St. Paul paper. It makes me want to throw up that our border is wide open and they have got government-financed cell phone towers up all over the place, illegally grabbing all of our data, running it through. And the argument by Homeland Security, when you read the congressional funding 2 years ago to put in the next wave of this stuff nationwide, in every city and town, government boxes that set up on top power transformers. In fact, we'll show TV viewers. Let's put Mikhail Phelan's articles up on screen. From November of last year and January of this year, exclusive government documents reveals DHS domestic spy takeover, new mesh network documents confirm police vehicles, real-time access to DHS spy cameras, cell phone data, everything. It is real-time to be given to the police once they sell it to the public at the threat fusion center level and beyond, grabbing all data, public and private, and running it through into consoles in the police cars, and then headset helmets and Google glasses. And it breaks down the whole thing being beta tested in Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, New York, Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I mean, we have all the documents. We know exactly what these mystery boxes are. We know who's grabbing the cell phone data. We know why it's causing all the drop calls. We have people inside, okay, who run the things in major cities telling us exactly what's going on. I've had to put reporters on airplanes to fly and meet with these people. We know, okay? They've got laser cuplink systems in major cities where they shoot basically white light invisible lasers. You can't even see them during the day to your window, and they can listen to everything going on in your house. They can shoot it at a paper bag in your front yard and then bounce the sound waves off the window, off the paper bag, and then technically say they're not aiming it at your window and even get around having a warrant. But forget that. Parallel construction. Parallel construction is what I told you about years ago. I was told by insiders over a decade ago that, listen, every major agency has access to everything lifetime. They don't give it to junior and mid-level people because they might blow the whistle on how illegal it is. But it's a giant criminal revolution against our privacy and our freedom, not for our security, but for a domestic takeover by globalists with the inside info. There it is. MIT develops tech to record conversations using inanimate objects, including a paper bag in your yard, including leaves. These algorithms are so powerful, folks, that leaves in a tree are picking up sound waves through your window, so they just aim the laser at the leaf, and then the computer dials in till it picks up what you're saying and doing, right out of the Joker Batman movie, where we're only going to use the sonar on these cell phones one time to tune it to the voice of the Joker and find him. They actually have that. 20 years ago, they had infrared satellites where they would pick up the signature of your shoulders, the top of your head, and track everywhere you went. They already have this worldwide, folks. They could control the borders. They could control everything. They don't want to. It's all completely illegal. And so imagine, people are noticing these weird cell boxes and these things grabbing their data, and they're wondering who's breaking into their computers. It's come out the FBI has put out almost every major virus worm that's infected, in some cases, hundreds of millions of computers to, quote, find one bad guy. We were just infecting, you know, hundreds of millions of computers to catch one bad guy, and we finally caught him 3 years later with the technology, knowing he'd open it someday. No, they attacked all the networks, they stole the data, and then gave you some story how they, I mean, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile, our government is funding IS to murder over 200,000 Christians, chopping their heads off, murdering little children, over 100,000 non-radical Muslims, 300,000, look it up, conservative number, in Syria. I'm going to say it again. The people that run our government want jihadis chopping Christians' heads off. Are these good people? This grid is not to keep you safe. You can dress up like Osama bin Laden and walk across the border all day long right in front of military bases. Why do I know? We've now done it. Video's coming. You can dress up like Al-Qaeda, run around chopping heads off in front of military bases and nothing happens. Simulated head choppings, nothing happens. That's how open it is. You can run around with ISIS flags on the border, nothing happens in America. But let me tell you, folks, they listen to everything I do, they track everything I do, and they can plant anything they wanted on me at any time, and you too. And that's how they control Congress, by the way, and that's how they control the Pentagon. I saw an article a few years ago where they came into work one day at the Pentagon and over 10,000 computers had child porn on them. And they came into everybody and said, you're under investigation now. Better do what you're told. You understand how this system works? This is pure evil and it only gets worse. Yep, 2010. So listen to this article again. Why there's these cell towers popping up and the telecoms don't own them and no one knows who they are. Well, find out whose property it's on. Call the landowner, then they can call the police and they can jack into it with their forensics people and tell you exactly whose it is. They're not, folks, because it's Homeland Security or it's the CIA or Defense Intelligence or a private group. They're just, it could be hackers or somebody else. And they're on the news going, here's the fake tower. We don't know who has it. And then let's talk to the former FBI agent. Oh, it's not the government. Uh-huh. CBS2 security analyst Rose Rice, a former FBI agent, said it's likely being used illegally. I doubt that they are installed by law enforcement, as they require a warrant to intercept conversations or data. And since the cell providers are ordered by the court to cooperate with the intercept, they really wouldn't need that. No, they don't want to pay the telecoms anymore for the data. They want their own systems that they also then use as the government's own cell communication that they think is secure for them and encrypted, but then that also doubles as stealing and grabbing all of your data. You got what I'm saying now? Do you understand what I'm saying now? Everything they do has been war-gamed, brain-bugged, looked at, actuaried, studied to have multi-platform uses. But at the bottom of the rabbit hole, they want to know what everybody's doing to dump it into algorithms to know the future development of desires, where populations are going, what's going to be the next hot thing in the market, so they can steal your dreams, steal your patents, steal your ideas, and control and model the future. And when you're able to know people's dreams, you're then able to influence the dreams and add stimuli to control the herd instinct and literally enslave the mind, the group consciousness, the archetype of humanity, and destroy free will. You're able to rig the stock market. You're able to control the whole system. You're able to game every single facet of it. With this technology, they could literally empower humanity and turn humanity loose, and we, within a decade, would already be space bases, you name it. They're suppressing technology, it would be a renaissance. But they're not going to allow that. In fact, they may already have allowed it for themselves and be way more advanced than we even know. Because the open discussions are about how we're vestigial and how the elite have already moved on to the next level, and should they just exterminate us? Bill Joy's Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. We've got all the former top NSA people like William Benny and others saying, no, they're blackmailing everyone. The plan is, quote, total totalitarianism. And he is on the broadcast tomorrow, I'm told. This is the end of freedom. This is the end of free will. This is the end of having your own mind. And you look at this elite, they wage war on families, they wage war on logic, they wage war on prosperity, they wage war on health, they wage war on honor, they wage war on good. You understand? It's bad people running this. They built it to control us and dominate us as an act of pure power. We are all being given the Trojan horse technology. We're all being given sub-rings of power, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy. But everyone who's been given all these little rings, when the police department and the CIA and the FBI and all of you that are being told you're doing this for good and being told you're doing this to stop bad people and being told that this is part of a greater good plan, you don't know that in the darkness one ring was forged out of malice and hate to dominate and to bring total darkness to the world. One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them into the darkness and bind them. The archetypal allegory of the tyranny of the New World Order, which we now learn, as all great linguists and archetypal researchers, Professor J.R.R. Tolkien was aware of the New World Order and the master plan. And he said that the system is run by dark wizards that seek to control the consciousness and souls of humanity. And they are trying to build a ring to find them, to bring them, and to bind them. When we start the next hour, I will play the 6-minute report that is one of the most powerful ever by John Bound. In fact, John Bound's been producing and board hopping and helping coordinate reporters. He's done a great job all over the map, but he's so good at reports. I'm 50-50 now. I've got him just doing reports because that's really his true talent. He'll also be doing some directing and coming up with programs and things that we're going to be investigating and other things. But we've got John Bound's report that's now up on Infowars.com coming up, dealing with the fact that there is basically an imminent American Chernobyl or imminent American Fukushima with these nuclear power plants that are built on the fault lines. And I'm going to tweet that video out as well at Real Alex Jones, and I'm going to get it posted to our Facebook. In fact, guys, I had the print off of the video earlier with the actual title of it. Can I have that again? I don't see that here or see that in my list. So I want to be able to announce the name of that so people know how to find that when I give it to the guys. Thank you. But it is so frustrating to have the system talk to us like children and have the FBI go, oh, we don't know what these towers are popping up. Ladies and gentlemen, it came out 3 years after we first broke it and Drudge carried our story. We just went to the federal purchase orders and the federal grant that they put up thousands more microphones in Chicago in the street lamps. And then earlier this year, they announced on local TV news that, yes, there are new sculptures in town that have terrorism and crisis monitoring equipment that happens to have audio. So they didn't say, we're listening to you. They said, oh, we have something to detect terrorists and that helps people during crises. It's audio. It records. Oh, it's audio. Okay. Oh, okay, great. It'd be like going to somebody's door and saying, hey, you mind if I come and put a microphone in your house just to listen to you? They would say, get off my porch before I punch you in the nose. But see, your cable boxes, your computers, they're all already listening to you. Patented, on record for a decade. Smart meters, all of it. You got boxes in your car, get ready to attach them by the mile. It's already been put in. It's already been Trojan horse. It's already been set up. Premeditatedly, illegally, a mass rollout while they deny and deny and talk to you like you're children.
Ah! The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Yeah.
plant built right on a fault line that's set to go any time. Federal experts say it would create an American Chernobyl. That investigative report, a week in the making, they were in California last week, is coming up at the start of the next hour. Then FDA whistleblowers expose that they know it's causing autism, the vaccines. John Rappaport joins us, and then we've got reporters on the border where the federal government says a terror attack is imminent, they believe will happen. I'm going to break down the rest of the story on that front. But again, there is ubiquitous spy grids built into the cell phones, the computers. I was told over a decade ago that the chips could be energized from a distance by a top engineer, and that they could, even if your computer wasn't hooked to the internet, they could wirelessly steal the data. And all this built-in tech, you've got to pay for it. It messes up how your machines function. We've had Dr. Stallman, the inventor of open source, on the show. He's talked about this. Why so much of our tech doesn't work right is because what we're using it for is secondary. You pay for a computer, you pay for a cell phone, you pay for a car, and there might be $5,000. I was reading in an article of government-mandated illegal spy garbage, $5,000 of it. Most new cars have two or three spy hubs in them, wired in where the car won't work if it breaks. There's going to be a huge market in removing this stuff. In fact, if I wanted to just make money, I'd start a nationwide movement to remove the spy tech. Just like I told you before it was declassified that OnStar listens to you in real time without warrants. Then it came out in the news. And they don't want you knowing that. Just like it turned out the DEA, for over a decade, has access to NSA live phone records, live time, in their database. And then when they go to court to a grand jury or go to get an indictment, they build a fake case with fake evidence how they know you are a drug dealer or a money launderer. And they go and lie and perjure themselves. And it's ubiquitous in secret hand signals to the judges nationwide. And those same corrupt judges will put you in jail for not, quote, paying your income tax to the Federal Reserve. See how it's all a big little secret society, little secret agent thing. And, of course, they don't shut down the real drug dealers. They don't shut down the real child traffickers. They don't shut down the real child porn people that are doing snuff films. No, they plant it on innocent people's computers and then send them to prison. Now, there are good sectors of the government that are battling the other sector, but it's just so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a report coming out where we'll document, you know, the mystery of the cell towers is solved. We just solved it right here. The phantom rogue cell towers are not phantom or not rogue. It's like black helicopters. They were hitting towns all over the country, blowing stuff up, scaring everybody as a psyop. Reporters would cover it, and national news would go, crazy people in St. Louis claim helicopters blew up the old bakery. And then there'd be local news footage of it happening. And for a decade, they would just say it didn't exist. I would go get footage of it, interview police chiefs, and they would have AP come out and say, Alex Jones is delusional and believe he saw black helicopters. Alex Jones believes there's secret cell towers. Alex Jones thinks fluoride hurts you. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't trust a known criminal organization. He's a bad guy. Meanwhile, jihadis have taken over Libya. They're murdering everybody in masks. Just Christians, blacks, non-radical Muslims, taking over the airfields, blown up the U.S. embassy. Obama and Hillary Clinton are getting no heat for overthrowing Gaddafi and doing this. No heat for 11 missing airliners in Tripoli. No heat for any of it. And there'll be no heat when ISIS blows up Fort Bliss with a dump truck full of TNT. There'll be, that I predict MSNBC will somehow blame me. There'll be nothing, nothing. They'll blame George Washington like they do at Fort Hood saying he's bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is a new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.